Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, it's my privilege to call to order the Subcommittee on General Government Appropriations. Lisa, would you please call the roll?
Chairman Hayes.
Here.
Senator Benacquisto. Senator Brannon. Senator Bullard.
Here.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla. Senator Gibson.
Here.
Senator Jones. Senator Latvala.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you, ma'am. Members, it doesn't seem like it's very long ago we were here with each other just yesterday. But again, I want to thank the staff for the tremendous job that y'all have done in rolling out everything yesterday and explaining it to us and getting it all put together and everything else. Before you today, we have the chairman's proposal for the fiscal year 2012-13, and we have summaries of the implementing bill, the conforming bills, and the proviso language. With our continued limited revenue growth, we have downsized the agency budgets with the goal of limiting impacts to essential services. In working with you and the agencies over the last several months, our budget solutions include efficiency savings and a reprioritization of services. Our funding decisions aim to achieve maximum results from our investments to protect the public and to perform core state functions efficiently. You have a set of budget materials with the changes highlighted in front of you. And for statutory changes needed to implement the budget, we have a summary of each conforming bill with an explanation attached to them. There are two additional conforming bills. The first relates to drugs, devices, and cosmetics program and changes related to the legislative oversight of the water management districts that was passed last year is the other one. There are no other new issues included in the implementing bill summary. There were a few changes to the budget, additional resources for lake restoration, water-related issues, wildfire suppression, and resources to continue the drugs, devices, and cosmetics program within DBPR. There's also a document with proviso language with the new language identified. Have you any questions? Excuse me. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The color code, would you explain that?
Yes, ma'am. That color code is a guide for you to go through the big budget there. Sandra will walk you through it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'd like to thank Vice Chair Benacquisto and the members of the committee for working together to build this proposal. And within our resources, I believe that we preserve the basic services that Floridians rely on. And I believe this is certainly a responsible budget with a balanced approach to it. Have any other questions or comments? Yes, sir. Senator Latvala. Oh, Senator Benacquisto.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to thank you for your leadership and for your conscientious approach to making sure that we allocate the money well, we focus on priorities and do the right thing. So I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. That's kind of you to say, but this is not Alan Hayes' deal. Every one of you have cooperated with me, and I appreciate it. You have brought to us the issues that concern your districts, and it's fun working together like this. Yeah. Senator Latvala?
Well, she took the words right out of my mouth. That's what I was going to say too, Mr. Chairman, but just to go one step further, I mean, I especially appreciate your willingness and the time you took to meet with us individually to go over items and so forth. That really makes it a lot smoother.
Thank you. Well, guys, I'm just trying to do it the best way I know how, and y'all are helping me, and I do appreciate it. Absolutely. Oh, gracious, let's just have a Love Allen Fest. I wish I had my camera, Senator Brainerd. That was a perfect picture of you. Senator Gibson was joining in the choir here.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Am I on?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, yes, thank you very much, particularly the individual meeting so that we could look at, you know, what was being proposed, very transparent, wow, you've changed since the House, too, so, and I appreciate that very much.
Now just make sure you make those same changes.
I was always good.
Oh, I see. Senator Brannon?
Chairman, you've been my chairman for 4 years now, and I have enjoyed all 4 years, this is... you know, we have moved to a whole nother realm. I thank you so much for the time and care that you took, especially those personal meetings. I didn't even know that's what chairman could do. I hope you tell all the rest of the chairman to do the exact same thing.
Okay, Senator Bullard.
I would be remiss if I wouldn't say that I thank you for coming in, sitting with me. I mean, and having staff join you, it made all the difference. Yeah. And I appreciate you for that. And of course, you know, this is my last year, and I've just had a great time working with you.
Well, thank you. That's kind of all of you to say. And you know, folks, when we work as a team like this, and we have the supporting staff behind us that we have, we can really look good. And so anything that you have here that you think is Alan Hayes's work, it's right here with Jamie and her team is what really makes it look good. So, you know, I honestly wish that I had somebody move We Rise 10 minutes ago. Y'all have courted on me, and I do appreciate it. But it's great to work with y'all. And with that, Senator Bullard moves We Rise.
The Workforce Board.
Okay, there we go. I'm telling you,
is that the way it is in the Workforce Bill?
Just, you know, the fine-tuning is a better way to say it.
That question. Mm-hmm. It's all of this. Good, yeah.